head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline. Well, word of being another Confederate time capsule being found underneath a statue of General Robert E. Lee in Virginia captivated the minds of some. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. And was this a rare find, or was this another kind of version of Al Capone's tomb?
No. This was the actual time capsule that they expected to find a couple of weeks ago when they discovered this smaller box embedded in the granite of this monument to Robert E. Lee. That one contains some interesting articles, but the one that was found on Monday and opened yesterday was the actual box that they were looking for, Andrew. This is the one that had been written about in the newspapers at the time that was being set under the foundation of this monument when it was dedicated in the late 1880s. So, yeah, this was the box they were looking for and contained a lot of what was written about in that newspaper article.
Okay, so share with us some of what was found, because I find, you know, time capsules fascinating. I buried one with my daughter when she was little, so, you know, we still have several hundred years to wait for that one.
Right, and a lot of this stuff is pretty esoteric to Richmond, Virginia. It has a lot to do with what was happening there. The Chamber of Commerce records of the Richmond Chamber of Commerce in 1886, 1887, you know, it's probably interesting to people in Richmond. There are badges from the Army of Northern Virginia, which you can buy. Collectors have these things. There is Confederate money in the box, which also collectors can find. So a lot of this stuff wasn't really very rare, but it does give us a snapshot, Shannon, of what people were thinking about in Richmond, Virginia at the time in the late 1880s. A lot of it had to do with the Confederacy, which already had fallen to the North by this time, but it was still on the minds of a lot of people in Virginia. As for that photograph that people were hoping to find or expecting to find, a photograph of Abraham Lincoln in his casket, that wasn't to be. The closest thing that's there is Harper's Weekly from April of 1865, and it contained, and it had as sort of a centerfold, a Thomas Nast illustration of Lady Liberty weeping over the casket of Abraham Lincoln. And it was already 12 years old by the time it was put into the time capsule. It had been folded and kind of saw a pretty busy life before it was put into the time capsule. So, but anyway, the stuff in the box was in remarkably good shape, and the preservationists are looking forward to restoring all of these items and eventually putting them on public display.
Yeah, it's definitely a great way to really, as you mentioned, see what was on the minds of many in Richmond, Virginia at the time. You mentioned kind of mourning the fall of the Confederacy, but yet there was a 12-year-old Harper's Weekly edition showing mourning over President Lincoln, so definitely seeing a maybe split population even amongst the citizens as far as what was going on.
Right. I think some historians expected, if this had been a photograph of Abraham Lincoln in his casket, you know, and that was it, just put into this time capsule, it might have been thumbing the nose at the North, you know, these Southerners there in Virginia, you know, with this picture of the dead father of emancipation there in the casket under the statue of this Southern hero. Well, it really wasn't like that. It was much more conciliatory with this Harper's Weekly Liberty weeping over Lincoln's casket. So it tells a slightly different story than Andrew.
All right. And in the meantime, this is going to be probably going on display at a museum there in the Richmond area. Is that the plan?
Well, at some point, probably so, yes. They first have to preserve everything, and this is paper, and some of it is metal, you know, and it's subject to tarnish and mold and everything else. So these preservationists have frozen much of it, literally frozen some of it. They put blotter paper between the pages of the newspapers and other documents, the Bible that was found inside there, to try to dry everything out. It was wet in the box from condensation. The box did not leak over all those years. Is that said something about the copper that went into this thing?
Interesting. Well, and of course that statue of Robert E. Lee no longer there. And what's the plans for that space? Is it just going to be an open space, or do they have a plan to replace that statue with something else?
Well, at least for now, yeah, there are plans for a more contemporary statue to go there at some point in the future. It sits in Lincoln Square, or Lincoln Circle there.
A prominent
place. A couple of miles from the State House there in Richmond. So they'll have to find something to do with that space.
All right. Well, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan with something that's, for a history buff, a very interesting development and interesting to see what came out of that copper box buried oh so long ago. Jim, thank you.
All right. See you.